Brad Davidson from Sky Racing joins us online. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Good. Going very well, mate. Winks, a superstar. Unbelievable performance on Saturday.
Yeah, it was great to see her back, wasn't it? Back doing what she always does, adding another win to her tally to make it 30 in a row now in the Apollo. And, all the signs suggest she's come through it really well, and hopefully see her in the Chipping Norton in a couple of weeks' time. So looking forward to that. I was out there at Randwick on the weekend. I don't know, a few people said the crowd was a little bit down, but still a big atmosphere, and no doubt it's just going to build as she, you know, goes towards the Chipping Norton in a few weeks, and then on towards the Queen Elizabeth at the end of the championship.
Well, I'm a bit of a hardhead, but I was one of the 15,330 people that got to Randwick. I just wanted to, you know, make sure I soaked up a bit of the atmosphere to see such a champion in action, and plenty of other people did too. There was a good atmosphere there. There's no doubt about that. You just never know when she's going to call it quits, but confirmation, this will definitely be her last campaign.
Yeah, exactly right. And a bit like UTK, you know, like don't want to take her for granted, and I want to make the most of these last few times that we get to see her race. So I was out there, I want to be there every time that she goes around this autumn, so we can treasure those moments. So I'd urge all racing fans to do the same, get out and see her. And you talked about that atmosphere. No doubt it's just going to build as we come towards an end for the Great Mare.
This exciting two-year-old Tissot returns this weekend.
Yeah, he will. It won't be easy in the Silver Slipper. I've made my comments on this horse well known, but he's only had the one soft trial coming in, and he's going to face a pretty good field in the Silver Slipper, so there'll be no hiding on the weekend. The likes of McLaren, the Canterbury Stakes winner, will be there for Ready, this $2 million colt who'll debut for the Waterhouse Yard, and Chicago Bull, just a couple of others, Time to Rain as well. So it's going to be a cracking addition to the Silver Slipper, and I think it's going to really tell us a lot towards the Golden Slipper picture.
So, I don't know, Brad. I'm trying to read between the lines here. Have you got a big question mark over Tissot?
I don't. I just think if they are going to beat him, it will be Saturday, because he's got that one soft trial coming in. By all reports, he's still carrying that fair bit of condition as well. So, I don't think by any means he's going to be wound up for the weekend. So, if he wins on the weekend, I think he could almost suggest he's going to be extremely hard to beat in a Golden Slipper. But off that soft trial where he wasn't asked to do anything at all in slow time, but perhaps, you know, if they are going to beat him, it'll be this weekend. But I still think his class will take him a long, long way, and he should be hard to beat in that race all the same.
They could have six runners in the slipper. Godolphin.
Yeah, they've got some good two-year-olds. <haven't they?
laughs> and they've been winning at good prices, Brad. It's not like they've been well fancied in the market either.
No, that's right. Tenley on the weekend, wasn't it? Just come from last with the blinkers on and put them away in some pretty good late sectionals as well. That horse is now two from two, and won on the Kensington track a few months ago, but that was a whole new level yesterday. So you're right, they've got great yardsticks to sort of measure at home with Exhilarates and Tissot and a few others right in there as well. So that's some outstanding two-year-olds they've produced this year, and you'd have to think they're right in the box seat to playing the Golden Slipper with one of them.
I tell you, was it outstanding on the weekend, and the man sitting beside me actually tipped her in the light fingers, Nikita Jane.
Yeah, she was very good, wasn't she? The race was, everyone was talking about Sylvia's mother and Miss Fabulous, but it's such a quality race, and sometimes we don't look deep enough, and a lot of people thought, well, maybe it's going to be a touch short for her, because we know, you know, she's heading towards feature races over further later on in the autumn, but she finished full of running to take it out, and I guess the others were a little bit disappointing. Sylvia's mother, Miss Fabulous, so we'll wait and see what they can produce next time out, but very impressive. And I suppose the news out of yesterday as well, guys, disappointing to see Awesome Pluck miss his chance to get in the country championships final. Of course, he could still go through the wild card and get through that way in the last heat before the final. But Luciola Bell, Texas Storm, booked their spot in the Port Macquarie qualifier. So, the odds-on favourite missed out.
Yeah, good work by the trainer Wayne Wilkes there, getting the job done.
Any tip today?
No, we'll keep her powder dry and look for Wednesday, and we've got Friday and Saturday this week as well, so hopefully we can find a few for the listeners later in the week.
Good on you, mate. Make sure they're a decent price, eh?
Yeah. Thanks. We'll try our best.
There he is.
And win.
And win, yeah. We need a decent price and win.